Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bus. Yo, Shivani. Yo, Warren. I really don't think they're ready for this. But let's try it anyway. Put your hands up. Come on. They ain't hype enough for me in here. Come on. Time to break through the three. Don't stand and hold you down. Hear me now. Woo! Keep your hands where my eyes can see. I'm looking for you. I know I saw you. So where you at? Mary, Mary, what did Billy O say?
Holding on to problems that were never really mine. Searching for solutions.
Dads, you're the best in every way. I'm sending out hugs to all our dads, an extra big one just for today. Here's a prayer for all our dads. Thanks for dads, Lord God, we pray. Good evening, and welcome to Heart to Heart Relationship Talk. My name is Cheryl Merchant, and I am your relationship host. Today is Father's Day, and I want to wish a very, very happy and blessed Father's Day to all of the fathers, uncles, brothers that are listening by way of Blog Talk Radio. Today, we are going to be doing a little reflecting on what fathers mean to us, and I want you to just enjoy the show. We will not be having a call-in segment, but just want you to listen and to reflect with us on some of the things that we will be saying as we talk about fathers on this Father's Day 2008. So We will be right back.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Granddad says when he looks at me, he sees his dad when he was young. I hope when I am all grown up, I'll still be just like my granddad. Happy Father's Day to James E. Merchant Jr. and my granddad, and James Merchant Sr., my great-granddad, and all other granddads and fathers of the world and universe.
Well, you are indeed in touch with Heart to Heart, and this is our special Father's Day segment. And we have been listening to a wonderful song that was recorded by a great artist who is no longer with us, but nevertheless, I just love that song, Dance with My Father Again. And I'd like to give a special Father's Day shout out to a very special man who is my brother, Michael. Happy Father's Day. Love you so very, very much. And my co-host Martha is here with me, and there's a special shout out that she would like to give to someone very special as well.
I have two people that I'd like to give a special shout out. First one is my son-in-law, Rudy Prater. Happy Father's Day. Love you. Also to my very good and oldest and dearest friend, Omar. Love you, Omar. Happy Father's Day.
And that goes diddle diddle for me, too. Happy Father's Day. Here's a repeat of our poem that we did earlier, just for those of you that just may be tuning in.
Here's a shout-out for all our dads. You're the best in every way. I'm sending out hugs to all our dads, an extra big one just for today. Here's a prayer for all our dads. Thanks for dads, Lord God, we pray. And if you're just tuning in to Heart Relationship Talk, you are at the right place at the right time, because today is Father's Day, and we are celebrating Father's Day and sending out a great big shout out to all of the dads all over the world. Well, let me meet my co-host Martha, and we thought what we would do today is do a little reflecting on our fathers and who are no longer with us, and just what fatherhood meant in terms of the relationship that they had with us. When I think about my dad, I think he was just the most outstanding, precious, wonderful man in the world. He was a gentle man, a soft-spoken man, but yet there was such a strength within him, and he knew how to manage his family. He knew how to manage his household. He was a working man. He brought his money home, and we wanted for nothing. And even though we were what you would say in the poor class, we never thought that we were poor. We thought that we were really rich kids growing up, because there was nothing that we ever asked for that we didn't get. And I guess probably what we asked for was probably not a whole lot, but to us, it was always a big deal, and he always made sure that we were just happy. We were happy children. We were a happy family, and he's been gone now for about 30 years, and I miss him dearly, but his spirit lives forever and ever and ever, and so that's my reflection of my dad, and Martha, what kind of reflection can you think about when you think about your dad? Well, my father's been gone since 1997, and I, like you, Cheryl, I still miss him dearly, because he was my hero. There were eight of us. I was the youngest of eight children, seven girls and one boy. But he always treated each of us like we were the only child. My father worked two jobs for many, many years to make sure that his family had everything that we needed. He was a Christian man. He believed in God first, then family. He loved my mom dearly. He respected her. He brought his check like your dad, Cheryl. He brought his check home, and she managed the household. And, you know, now things are different. We're in a different, you know, century. And I know things change, and I'm not saying that they should be like they were when I was growing up, But there's so many things that I believe that if our young dads now could take a lesson from the older dads, that it would be so much more rewarding. It would be so much healthier for our children. I don't think we'd see things that are going on now if they imitated some of the things that the dads did way back when. Again, I miss my dad, and I'm so glad that he was my dad, and he was a disciplinarian. And when I think back, I'm like, oh, he was mean. But when I really think about it, he was just doing what he believed was the best thing to do for his children. And I am so grateful. My sisters were grateful that we had a dad like Willie James Jackson Sr. Love you, Dad. Okay, thanks, Martha. And that was really a very special and endearing tribute to your dad. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you heard a young voice at the beginning of the show. Well, that was Nick, who is sometimes our engineer. Nick is my grandson, and he was giving a tribute of honor to his grandfather in the way of, or by way of a poem. My daughters are not available today, but anyway, he's filling in and representing the family. So we're really having a very short segment today because I know many people are probably out enjoying the afternoon with their fathers, either at dinner, at a restaurant, or just at someone's home, or maybe even at the park, having a picnic, whatever it may be. But again, we at Heart to Heart would like to wish you, dads, a very, very, very happy Father's Day, and may the Lord continue to bless you real good in all of your endeavors. And so we'll take a little music break and take it on out. And remember to tune in to Heart to Heart next week on Saturday. We're doing a very special Heart to Heart live for our God Catch Singles Launch Internetwork. You heard me talk about the upcoming launch of the network for singles, God Catch. Well, we always hear about a person, either a woman or a man, being a good catch, but is he or she, or she or he, a God catch? And so for Christian singles, here's an opportunity to post your brief profile on our new internetwork, godcatch.com. And for a brief introductory period, you can now go in and do your brief profile and upload your photo on our complimentary website, which is http://godcatch.com/ godcatch.ning, that's N-I-N-G, .com. That's http://godcatch.ning.com. godcatch.ning.com. And that is, as I said, complimentary. There is no charge. And enjoy as you begin to network with other God Catch singles. But the big launch is on next Saturday. Minister Vanessa Ferris is going to be our launch mistress, minister from Great Faith Ministries International Church in Detroit, Michigan. And we'll be at Exquisite at 29536 Northwestern Highway in Southfield, Michigan, between 12 Mile Road and 13 Mile Road in the Sunset Strip Mall. We're looking forward to those of you who live in Metro Detroit or nearby Ohio. If you're at near the border, certainly you can come on down and enjoy us. And the launch begins at 4 o'clock. We'll be there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. again at Exquisite, 29536 Northwestern Highway in Southfield, Michigan. And if you want to get a little more information, you can give us a call at 248-358-9314. And then on Sunday, the next day, our regular broadcast on Sunday, Kim Brooks will be our special guest. Kim Brooks is that best-selling author of He's Fine, But Is He Saved? And then her new book, He's Saved, But Is He For Real? So this is a fabulous young woman who has just been gifted with this tremendous talent to write these stories about relationships. So you don't want to miss next Sunday, June 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, with our special guest, Kimberly Brooks. And, of course, as I mentioned, our special edition on Saturday the 21st as we launch the God Kids Singles Network. So until next week, remember to put God first, then family, then seize the moment, never quit, and work it till it works. Take care.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to come me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord,
This is all.